Coffee Break German, Lesson 12. Welcome back to Coffee Break German.
Herzlich willkommen zurück zu Coffee Break German.
We're back with another lesson to help you build up your knowledge of the German language and indeed to help me build up my knowledge. Ich heiße Mark.
Ich heiße Thomas.
I'm the learner here.
And I'm the teacher.
And we're delighted to be back with another lesson. Last time we were looking at drinks, ordering drinks in a cafe, coffees and teas and other drinks. And this time we're going to be continuing a similar topic because we're going to be ordering some food in a cafe or on a street stall.
In all German-speaking countries, it's very common to grab a bratwurst, a currywurst, or ein Salat during your lunch break before you go back to work.
Okay, well, we'll find out exactly what those snacks are in this lesson.
Sollen wir anfangen, Mark?
Ja, los geht's. So to begin with, we're going to go back to a phrase that we learned in the last lesson. And that phrase is the expression for I would like.
Ich möchte.
Ich möchte.
Ich möchte.
Now, we are going to have to think carefully about what follows this expression because these lovely German cases are going to come back in. Thomas was explaining to me just before we started here that we've really got to think carefully about our cases. And we'll see this in just a moment. But before we look at ich möchte and what follows it, let's think about the question that is associated with this. How would we say, what would you like?
Was möchten Sie?
Was möchten Sie?
Yeah, that's the formal version a waitress would use.
Okay, was möchten Sie? And if I were asking you, what would you like?
Was möchtest du?
So we're using the informal version. Let's hear that again.
Was möchtest du?
Was möchtest du? Okay, so is there any other way of saying I'd like or I'll have or I'll take?
You would say ich nehme, I'll take.
And is that the same word as nehmen Sie die...
Yeah, we heard it before when you say nehmen Sie die zweite Straße links.
Okay, so take the second street on the left. So ich nehme.
Now, Mark, let's put this into action and see if you can translate the following phrases.
Okay.
I'll have a glass of white wine, please.
So I'll have, is that the same as I take?
I take, yeah, just the German meaning is I take.
Okay. Ich nehme ein Glas Weißwein, bitte.
Richtig, sehr gut.
Okay.
Another one. I'll take a bottle of water without bubbles.
Okay, a bottle of still water then.
Still water.
The difficult one. Ich nehme eine Flasche Wasser ohne Kohlensäure, bitte.
Sehr gut. Prima. Now let's try one last one, a very tricky one. I'll have a white coffee.
Now, is that a coffee with milk or is that a milk coffee?
A milk coffee.
Okay, so that would be ich nehme ein Milchkaffee.
Yeah, almost. And that's where the cases come into play. And for that, we're going to ask our grammar guru because it's very difficult.
Okay, so over to the grammar guru.
Aha, yes, we're back to those pesky cases again. The accusative case, to be more precise. If you remember, we said before that one of the reasons we use the accusative case is when the noun is the object of a sentence. Now, this is the situation here. When we use expressions like ich nehme and ich möchte, any noun that comes after them is the object of the sentence, which means we have to put it in the accusative case. And as you'll remember, that causes the article of the noun to change. We've already learnt the changes that occur in the definite articles. We had to change the masculine article der to den, but the feminine and neuter articles stayed the same. The same thing happens with the indefinite articles. That's the word us grammar geeks like to use for the little word a or an. You learnt them in the last lesson. Ein was the masculine indefinite article, eine the feminine one, and then ein again for neuter. Now, Just like we had with the definite articles, the feminine and neuter forms of the indefinite articles don't change in the accusative case. And that's why we could say, ich nehme eine Flasche Wasser, or ich möchte ein Glas Weißwein, without changing the articles. Just to be clear, Flasche is feminine, so the bottle is die Flasche, and a bottle is eine Flasche, and then Glas is neuter, so the Glas is das Glas, and a Glas is ein Glas. However, with a masculine word, the indefinite article does change. It changes from ein to einen. You'll recognise that en ending from the masculine definite article in the accusative, den. So, Mark, when you're asking for that Milchkaffee, you'd say, ich nehme einen Milchkaffee. The same applies for other masculine nouns like der Tee and der Saft. Ich nehme einen Tee, einen Saft. So let's review the indefinite articles in both the nominative and accusative cases now. In the nominative, we have masculine ein, feminine eine, and neuter ein. In the accusative, we have masculine einen, feminine eine, and neuter ein again. Remember, these are the indefinite articles, the words for a or an. So whether it's a coffee in Café Sacher in Vienna, a bottle of water to keep yourself hydrated on your walking tour of Berlin, or a beer at Munich's Oktoberfest you're ordering, at least you'll be able to order your drink with perfect German grammar. And now, back to Mark and Thomas in the studio.
So what I should have said there was, ich nehme einen Milchkaffee.
Genau.
Okay, and just to be clear, would I also say, ich möchte einen Milchkaffee?
Yes, it's the same for ich nehme, ich möchte, ich habe.
Because in each case, the Milchkaffee is the object of the sentence. It's what I have or what I want or what I would like. So if I've ordered one coffee, for example, or one bottle of water without bubbles, how do I say, could I have another one, please?
And that's very easy in German. You would just say, noch einen Milchkaffee, or noch ein Glas Wasser.
So, noch ein Glas Wasser, just the word noch meaning another?
Yeah, you would. I think the whole phrase is, ich nehme noch ein Glas Wasser.
Ah, so is that why you say, ich nehme noch einen Milchkaffee or noch einen Apfelsaft.
Yeah.
Apfelsaft masculine, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
It still stays the accusative, but that ich nehme just drops.
So even if you're just saying noch einen Milchkaffee, you need to have that in the accusative case.
Yes. Mark, can you remember the phrase einen schönen Tag noch?
Yeah, that meant have a nice day.
Yes, and the whole phrase is, ich wünsche dir noch einen schönen Tag.
So here the I wish you part falls away and you're left with still the accusative phrase, noch einen schönen Tag.
Yeah, or einen schönen Tag noch.
Einen schönen Tag noch. So, okay, that makes sense. So that's the same as noch einen Kaffee, einen schönen Tag noch, because it's still part of a phrase that it's still the object of a phrase, even if the phrase doesn't exist, if that makes sense.
Yeah, we don't mention the subject or the verb, only the object, but it's still the object.
Okay, it makes sense to me. I hope it makes sense to our listeners also.
And that's exactly what we try to teach you in Coffee Break German, so you don't just learn the phrases, but understand the whole grammar behind it and the structure.
Yeah, so that we can make the language up ourselves, so that we can manipulate the language. Okay, let's learn some new phrases and new words that we can go on and manipulate further today.
Before we learn some new vocabulary, let's just return to the Was möchten Sie? And you can also hear Was möchten Sie trinken? Was möchten Sie essen? When you go into a restaurant.
So, Was möchten Sie trinken?
Was möchten Sie trinken?
What would you like to drink?
Exactly.
And I'm going to guess that was möchten Sie, what was the other one?
Essen.
Essen. What would you like to eat?
Perfect.
Is there a town in Germany called Essen?
Yes.
To eat. Are there lots of good restaurants in that town?
Well, I've never been to Essen, so I wouldn't like to comment.
Okay, well, listeners, answers on a postcard if there are good places to eat in Essen. Anyway, let's come back to these two phrases. What would you like to eat?
Was möchten Sie essen?
And what would you like to drink?
Was möchten Sie trinken? Another version you might hear is the short one, and you just say zum Trinken or zum Essen.
Zum Trinken, zum Essen.
Zum Trinken, zum Essen.
Okay, we're going to take a short break just now. And when we come back, we'll be looking at some words for snacks.
Du lernst Deutsch, natürlich. Aber vielleicht willst du auch eine andere Sprache lernen. Did you know that you can also learn French, Spanish, Italian and Chinese with Coffee Break? Or if you'd like a quick espresso shot of another language, you can try one of our 26 one-minute language courses from Arabic to Zulu. For all your language learning needs, go to coffeebreaklanguages.com.
Okay, let's learn the words for some snacks. What would be the most typical thing in a German-speaking country for
a
snack?
What Germany is all in famous for in the world is their sausages.
Okay, so what's the word for sausage?
Die Wurst.
Die Wurst.
And variations would be die Currywurst, die Bratwurst, die Bockwurst.
Okay, stop there. We need to learn these. So it's die Wurst. It's a feminine word. And therefore, a sausage would be eine Wurst, is that correct?
Ja, richtig. Sehr gut.
Okay, so what were the three different types of sausage you mentioned?
Eine Currywurst.
Eine Currywurst? That's something to do with curry?
Yeah.
So what is it like? Is it the sausage?
It's a big sausage and ketchup and with curry on top of it.
Okay, so a curry sauce on top?
Yeah, just ketchup and curry powder normally.
Okay.
And spicy sauce.
Okay, and then the next one was?
Eine Bratwurst.
Eine Bratwurst. And what's Bratwurst?
It's a grilled sausage you sometimes put on a barbecue or into a roll.
Okay, so that's Bratwurst, eine Bratwurst. And the last one you said?
Bockwurst.
Bockwurst. What's Bockwurst?
It's like, maybe you know the Frankfurter. It's so, like the sausage you put into a hot dog.
Okay.
And the Bockwurst is just a larger version of it.
Okay, so a large hot dog type sausage.
Yes, you can translate it like that.
So Bockwurst is maybe easier than a large Frankfurter hot dog type sausage. Okay, so we've got three sausages so far, and each one of them is feminine. Eine Bratwurst, eine Currywurst und eine Bockwurst.
Eine Bockwurst, yeah.
Okay, you say them.
Currywurst, Bratwurst und Bockwurst.
Okay, and what might you have alongside your sausage?
What's carrying a pommes?
What would pommes be?
Chips here in the UK.
Chips in the UK, and in the US, I think we'd be looking at fries, yeah?
Fries, yeah.
Okay, so that's actually interesting because pommes, I'm guessing, comes from French because pomme is a potato. A pomme de terre in French is a potato. So you say pommes.
Yeah, some in Germany might say pommes frites.
Okay.
But normally you just say pommes, eine Portion pommes.
Eine Portion Pommes.
A portion Pommes.
A portion of chips or a portion of fries. Okay. So out of curiosity, what do you call crisps? What we call in the UK crisps, and I think in the States you would call them potato chips.
Yeah, confusing. We'd call them chips.
Okay. It's getting very complicated. So UK chips are pommes. US chips are chips. US fries are pommes.
Pommes.
I hope everyone's got that. Okay, let's move on to something more easy. Salads.
Salat. Der Salat.
Der Salat. So it's a masculine word. Of course, eine Portion Pommes must be feminine.
Yeah.
Eine Portion Pommes. So we're now with ein Salat. A salad.
Der Salat is masculine, that's right. But what would you say if you want to order one a salad?
So I would say, ich möchte einen Salat.
Perfect.
So I would like a salad. That becomes the, well, it's the accusative case anyway. And because it's accusative and it's masculine, we say einen Salat. Ich möchte, or ich nehme, einen Salat.
Einen Salat. Wunderbar. Now, I don't want to really complicate things more, but if you want to describe a salad, like a small salad. Now, the word for small is normally klein, but in the phrase, I would like a small salad, you would say, ich möchte einen kleinen Salat.
Okay, so I'm guessing that with the adjective klein, that also changes because it's in the accusative.
Yes, we also add the en, kleinen.
So, einen kleinen Salat.
Richtig. If the word for big is groß, Mark, how would you say a big salad?
As in, I would like a big salad. I would say, ich möchte einen großen Salat.
Ausgezeichnet.
I'm getting this, yay!
Enough grammar for today. Okay. Let's just get some vocab done and learn some new words.
Okay.
Ein Sandwich would be the same in German, ein Sandwich.
And a sandwich, so it's, is it masculine or neuter?
Neuter.
It's neuter. Ein Sandwich. So ich möchte ein Sandwich.
Genau, and then you can add mit Käse, with cheese.
Mit Käse?
Mit Käse.
Okay, and how would you say with ham?
Mit Schinken.
Mit Schinken?
Mit Schinken.
What about chicken?
Mit Hühnchen.
Mit Hühnchen.
Mit Hühnchen.
That's tricky. Let's hear it again.
Hühnchen.
Okay, and what about turkey?
Pute. That's easy.
Mit Pute.
Mit Pute.
Okay. Is there anything else really traditional in terms of German snacks?
Maybe not so traditional, but very popular is Döner.
Döner?
It's the kebab, Döner kebab.
Okay, so not quite German, but more Turkish, perhaps. ein Döner oder?
Der Döner. Ich möchte einen Döner.
Ich möchte einen Döner. Döner.
Döner.
Döner. Okay. Anything else?
A slice of pizza. Ein Stück Pizza.
Ein Stück. Is that the word for a slice?
Yes.
Ein Stück
Pizza.
Pizza. I suppose we're more used to saying pizza, but pizza.
Ein Stück Pizza.
Pizza, so rhyming with bitza. Pizza.
Pizza, yeah. You can also use the word Stück, for example, ein Stück Kuchen, a piece of cake.
Okay, so Stück means both slice and piece.
Depends in what context, yeah.
Okay, so ein Stück Kuchen.
Ein Stück Kuchen.
So is that where we get things like Apfelkuchen?
Yeah.
Okay, apple cake, yeah.
Or Apfelstrudel.
Apfelstrudel.
Also famous. Or Käsekuchen.
Käsekuchen. Oh, would that be cheesecake?
Very good.
Okay, Käsekuchen. Ein Stück Käsekuchen.
Perfect.
And just to double check, ein Stück is neuter, so it's ich möchte ein Stück Apfelstrudel und ein Stück Käsekuchen.
Genau, it stays the same. Ein.
Ein. Okay. Oh, let's have one more dessert.
Ice.
Ice. Ice cream, perhaps?
Very similar.
Which gender is ice?
Das Eis.
Das Eis. So it's neuter, and therefore it's ich möchte ein Eis.
Perfect.
Okay, we've covered quite a bit today. And we've also spent some time looking at some fairly complex grammar. So I think it's time to lighten things up a bit. And for that, we're going to turn to our cultural correspondent, Julia. Over to you, Julia.
Mark, Thomas, hallo ihr beiden. Wie geht's euch heute? Mir geht's gut und ich bin sehr froh, hier zu sein. As your cultural correspondent, noch einmal. You've been learning about ordering food and snacks, and I thought this would be a great opportunity to talk about the different types of food that we eat here in Germany, in Austria, and in Switzerland. One thing I've noticed when I've been in the UK is that lots of people tend to have crisps, like potato chips, as a snack, but this is not something that we have here. In fact, you only really buy crisps if you're having a party. It's not really a day thing at all. We do eat a lot of food on the go while we are walking about. It's very normal to walk around with a bratwurst and a bread roll with mustard or ketchup or something from the bakery you find at every corner, maybe a sandwich or a cake. I know that my French friends are always horrified that we don't sit down and enjoy our food enough. But I guess that's just indicative of how busy people are these days. Thomas has already mentioned the Döner, and I thought it would be interesting to talk a little bit more about this. It's one of the most popular snacks in German, Austrian and Swiss towns, and it might be a bit different from what you know as a Döner kebab. Here, a Döner consists of the grilled flatbread with not only meat and sauce, but also salad, including onions, tomato, lettuce, cucumber and cabbage. There's also the vegetarian option with falafel, if you prefer. If you do get the chance to travel to a German-speaking country, I hope you enjoy whatever snacks you choose to try on the go. If you prefer, there are some wonderful dishes you can try in a nice sit-down restaurant, but that's for another cultural correspondent segment. All this talk of food is making me very hungry. Jetzt habe ich Hunger. So I'm off to find that very typical Berlin snack. Currywurst. Mit Pommes natürlich. Guten Appetit euch allen. Bis bald.
Also, das reicht für heute.
Ich glaube auch.
And that means?
I think so too.
So, ich glaube.
I think.
I'm sure we'll come back to that another time. Don't forget that you can access all the information about Coffee Break German at the Coffee Break German website, coffeebreakgerman.com. Before we finish, there is one phrase that I absolutely need after all this talk of food. I'm hungry. How do you say I'm hungry?
Ich habe Hunger.
Ich habe Hunger. I think we'll come back to that next time. Vielen Dank und bis zum nächsten Mal.
Bis zum nächsten Mal. Tschüss.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.